city, strung out on lasers.
Of course, George Soros has been a guy targeted by many in America as being somebody who has his thumb on the scale, manipulating America, trying to usher us towards a new liberal progressive age. A guy who's not even allowed in his own home country, go figure. Evi Kokolari is here, an Albanian-American and a Trump campaign surrogate, founder of Immigrants for Trump. Evi, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me about George Soros. Tell me about what you know about George Soros and why more Americans don't know what they should about who he is and what he tries to do all over the world. Please tell.
Well, the simple way of putting this is to say that, number one, he is financing terrorist groups like Antifa and the Black Lives Matter. And this is the first contact that the American people, have had with George Soros. But being born in Albania and being very connected with everything that goes on in Europe and in the Balkans, I can tell you that George Soros is way more evil than just financing Antifa or the Black Lives Matter or the Pink Panther, the Black Panthers, that were another group in 2012, I believe, if you remember. And they used to go around also intimidate the voters in 2012. George Soros has a plan in his mind and is something that he's been working on for the past 30 years. He has done it eventually very slowly. He has put a lot of money in Ivy League colleges, trying to brainwash and train the new generation that he has been using all over the world, mostly in politics, but also in judicial system. And that's how he has tried it. To take over the Balkans, which kind of has for the past 10 years. He has worked in the background for a very long time, but now we see it in full display, basically, in America.
But Mr. Soros is not even welcome in Albania. Is that not correct? Is he not welcome?
No, in Albania, he's definitely welcome, unfortunately. But he is not welcome in Hungary. He is from, he's Hungarian.
Gotcha.
And he has been declared a persona non grata, which is great. And while I've been in America for a very long time, I was born in Albania. And believe it or not, my goal is to make George Soros persona non grata in Albania while I'm, I go out there here in America to make sure that everybody understands who this guy is. And I hope everybody, everybody else needs to speak about it. Because
now, you say one of his puppets, Prime Minister Rama.
Correct.
One of George Soros's puppets successfully carried out a coup against the ruling Conservative Party 7 years ago.
2013, correct.
Yeah, 7 years ago, and has been propped up by George Soros and his money and his manipulation of fraudulent elections ever since. Is that what you believe?
It's not a belief. It's a fact. There are facts. They have been buying the votes ever since they took over the government. They created those protests. So they had three or four people killed during the protest. And, which is pretty much the scenario that we see here, starting with George Floyd and the way everything turned out, violent. And everything that has happened there 7 years ago, it's playing right now. The other problem is that he took over the judicial system in Albania by interfering with a judicial reform that was supposed to happen and happen with the money of the Department of State.
Under the guise of reform. Now, we've seen that here in America some, as George Soros and his money has shown up by the truckload to affect the outcome of local prosecutors, for example, state prosecutors in places like St. Louis, Missouri, come to mind, that George Soros has powered into office. And then their decisions as prosecutors are baffling. Go after gun owners, but let criminals run free. It's insanity.
Yes, there is another one that I personally know to be Albanian and is connected with George Soros' money. They are in Virginia. And there was an article that said that about $600,000 of George Soros' PAC went for this lady's election. And as soon as she won, eventually she kept pushing for bail reform, which is what you use in order for you to release the criminals as soon as you catch them. And this was all in preparation of exactly what we're seeing right now, what's happening, you know, what has been happening in the past 6 months, which eventually are related to everything else, meaning voter fraud and basically the moment where we stand right now, which is coup d'etat. The, you know, there's no other way of describing what
now
we're going through.
Right. Now, there's three steps involved in part of what goes on here from what I've read, and you help me here, Evie. You dispute elections, you organize mass street protests, and then you weaponize the media to gaslight the people to, quote-unquote, legitimize illegitimate elections, which is happening now in America because, as I mentioned earlier, the only way you can believe that Joe Biden won the election on November 3rd is if you believe in the election fairy. Because everything else doesn't add up. You can't lose all of these counties that were carried by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and still win the United States. You can't lose every metropolitan area as far as your advantage from previous elections for Democrats. He only won six major metropolitan areas. They just happen to be the key ones to help swing key states. What do you think of that?
That's right. And the media, he's been spending money on the media for a very long time, the same way that he was doing with the colleges. I mean, if you think about this, this is he has been working on this for 30 years. You know, the media, the individuals that protect him, even Fox News went as far as stop Newt Gingrich speaking about George Soros, that we're not going to talk about this right now. I don't know if you're aware of this this part that they
were discussing. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that episode. They stopped talking about George. They cut it right off.
I mean, I understand that she apologized later on, but it just goes to show you. And by the way, Glenn Beck used to be one of those that used to go around and was very outspoken about the fact that George Soros was off limit when it came to Fox News, and this has happened for a long time. This is not even recent. So it goes, I mean, I still would love to know how is that it, he was off, you know, you can talk about George Soros at Fox News.
Why is it, you know, why would anybody be off limits at a news station? So I'm going to give you the final word here, Evie.
Sure.
Bottom line this for me. We've got about 30 seconds. What do we need to do against George Soros and his organizations?
Well, unfortunately, we need people need to understand who he is. He needs to be a persona non grata in America also. But step number one for us is to fight and make sure that the president gets reelected and stick by him and do what we need to do, not to let this go. And as soon as this is done, this is a very serious problem that the Trump administration needs to take it very seriously and take steps and make him a persona non grata in America as well.
Evie Cocolari, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having
me. With us. Thank you so much. Albanian American telling us what she knows about George Soros in Europe. Quick break here. We're going to come back on this Deep River Show.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113. wellconnectsaves.com. Get a Well Connect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.